All right, Big Rob, I think we got the champ here now, man. We got the champ. We're going to bring the champion to the conversation family.
Champ is here. The champ is here.
The champ is in the building. Ray Salim, the Beast. How you doing, fam?
Yes, sir. I'm doing pretty good. Just got back to Vegas a little bit ago. I'm doing good.
Man, you put on
you don't look like you had a fight last night. What happened? Did you get hit?
It was a battle. But, you know, hey, I came out on top.
You sure you got hit? You was in a fight last night? I was watching you, but it don't look like you got hit.
Hey, you know, I fought a great fighter, and I put on a great performance, you know. So just more to come.
Well, I think we got the knockout here, man. I think we got it right here, man. Just tell us about this. Here we go.
Again, as we mentioned, uncharted territory, first time at 11, and it's the championship rounds. Both of them want to prove that they have championship medal, and Pacias is still there. Coming forward, oh, and he gets counted, and down goes Pacias, and it is over right.
Man, when you threw that punch, did you know he was going to the ground?
I mean, I had a feeling, you know, just his body language and everything, and I barely clipped him. But, you know, I got real power, you know, so I only need a little bit. You know, I barely clipped his chin. He kind of stuttered a little bit and just, hey, that was it.
Wow, man. Your journey, man, you left Muskegon just on faith, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, I've always been grinding. I've always been in the gym working hard. But things just went stagnant. And I just decided to take my life and my career into my own hands. And decided to make it all happen. Like, nobody told me to do it. No, nobody helped me do it. I did it all myself.
Wow. Did you see this coming?
I mean, I've foreseen all of this, and that's what makes it that much more special, is because I truly believed in myself, and this has been like years in the making. Like, back when I was living in Muskegon, I used to jog around the city, you know, down Jackson Hill, down Getty, Wood Street, all that, you know. People used to see me around jogging, shadow boxing. You know, I put in the work, and it's all paying off.
Well, your boy Chris Mitchell said hello, man. He's proud of you.
Yeah, hey, that's my boy Chris Mitchell, man. Hey, that's what's
right
up.
When you come home and do that meet and greet, maybe you can have it at his mansion, you know.
Right. Hey, I know he be chefing it up. He be chefing it up. So, you know, maybe.
Well, I tell you what, you're trending on our Facebook page now. I think we over 200 shares, and it's going to be approaching 300 shares and impacting over 20,000 people just on one page. Look at that bell.
And we got the belt right here. You know what I'm saying? We got the belt.
Wow, man.
Earned. Hard work. Hard work.
So are you in line to fight the winners of last night fight?
Yeah, I can fight them. Or, you know, so Stephen Fulton, he won that fight. You know, I could potentially fight him. Or I can fight Ahmed Dahlia. He has two of the belts. You know, he's a southpaw fighter. I would love to fight him just to, you know, add to my collection, you know.
And you, and one thing about you, you ain't afraid. Now, some people that leave Muskegon, they don't want to admit they from Muskegon, but you don't care. You make sure they announce you as that, and you made sure when you won that fight, you put them fingers up, 2-3-1.
Hey, you know, hey, I'm still going hard for Muskegon, you know, like, for sure. Like, hey, it's where it all started, you know, and I'm bringing it back.
Well, wow. What did you mean by Floyd Mayweather could give you that bonus he was going to give Leo?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah.
Because you was in the gym with Floyd not too long ago, right?
Yeah, yep. That was a great experience. You know, Floyd's a real cool guy. It was a great experience for sure.
Well, you got a lot of comments coming in online. Of course, you gotta know you're a rising star, man, and you're doing it your way. I'm so proud of you. But talk about your family, because you got family in Muskegon, man. Shout out your family.
Yeah. My mom, Robin Jackson, my brothers, Brandon, Jamal, Raheem, you know, I got a bunch of family out in Muskegon. You know, my daughter used to live out that way, but she lives in Florida now. So, you know, I still go back to Muskegon to visit. I got to plan a trip pretty soon.
Yeah, yeah, we probably wait till the snow is over, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I'm used to this Vegas heat. I ain't trying to freeze.
So when did you start training for this fight?
I started training, you know, I've always been in the gym, but I knew this fight was official probably early December. You know, it was early December. I heard the fight was official. And then I heard some, you know, some rumblings through the grapevine that somebody had pulled out. You know, that old boy, the dude that I fought, had pulled out. They hit him with an ultimatum. Some. He decided to take the fight. Cool. So we back on and popping. And yeah, so yeah. Wow. But I stay ready and I stay on my grind. So, like, you know, I was just prepared.
Wow. Romaine Avery, of course, you know him, a boxer here in Muskegon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have any sparring partners here?
Man, in Muskegon, you know, we used to travel around a lot. You know, Muskegon, it was like a bunch of the younger kids. You know, like, I was one of the younger kids, just grinding. Me and my boxing coach Terry Markowski, who is still part of Team Aleem, we would travel. You know, so we would go from the Muskegon Rec Center to Grand Rapids to Lansing to Ohio to Chicago. You know, we would just go all around doing whatever we had to do to get sparring and everything.
Wow. So how's Vegas treating you now, man? You're a champ now.
Hey, Vegas is always treating me nice, but, you know, it's really treating me nice now. It's just earned. You know, you put in the work, you get rewarded. It's, it's all worth it.
It's all worth it. Wow. Do you expect to see a fight back here in West Michigan?
You know, it would be nice, you know, to either fight for another world title or defend a world title out there. It would just be more so finding a venue. Will fans be allowed inside? You know, because there's no point in fighting in, you know, West Michigan if the fans can't be there.
Exactly. Exactly. Man. You
know, so it's a timing thing. We'll see.
All right. I know. Go ahead, Rob.
I was going to ask you, have they clocked your hands yet? Because that's all them. I don't know if you watched the fight and heard the commentary going along with it. They was like, he's awkward, but his hands is fast. He's getting in and getting out. Anybody clocked your hands yet?
No, not yet. You know, so sometimes I'm focusing on speed. Sometimes I'm focusing on precision or power. You know, and at times during the fight, I was just focusing on speed. But it all paid off. So
You're very accurate. Yeah, you're very accurate.
So did you get hurt at all during this fight, man? Was there a point where
His face? He ain't get hurt.
No, I know he didn't really hurt. Now, right?
Well, I mean, like, you know, he's a top fighter. You know, coming into this fight, I heard he's like a hard hitter. He comes from a huge amateur pedigree. I didn't feel his power. You know, I wasn't threatened. You know, when somebody has real power, right, you can't do certain things, you know, but I didn't feel that.
Wow. Do you think you're going to stay in the super bantamweight, or do you think you might go up?
Well, the ultimate goal is to, you know, continue to keep grinding, keep winning, win another world title, defend, and then move up. You know, then I want to win a world title at the next division, defend, and then move up. You know, so I'm kind of taking a page out of everybody else's rule book. You know, that's what Floyd did. That's what Pacquiao did. You know, so that's kind of the formula. So that's what I want to do.
Before we go, I know you're tired because it's been a long night. You took the flight back from the East Coast. Now you're on the West Coast. You've been training. Now you can hang out for a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I get a little bit of chill time, but, you know, I'll be back in the office before too long.
Oh, wow. That's good. And top five boxers, man, dead or alive.
Well, you know, you got to go with Floyd Mayweather, Mike Tyson, Sugar Ray. I'm a Marvin Hagler fan.
Ooh, Marvin. Okay.
Yeah, you know.
One more.
One more. That's a. I'm trying to think if I'm going old school or if I'm going new school. You know. I'm stuck at four. I don't know.
We'll put you in there. Dude. We'll put you in there. You in there.
Right. Exactly. I'm leaving that slot open. You think?
All right. We're going to keep in contact. We're not going to hold you up because I know you've been training and you just got off the plane, but you made time to talk to your people back in Michigan. We appreciate that, man.
Hey, I appreciate all the love and support. You know, like, boxing is a lonely sport. You know, it took everything to earn this. Everything.
Wow. You know, ain't heavy. Heavy?
Oh, yeah, it's heavy. It's heavy.
Well, all right, good brother, man. So proud of you, man. We're going to be following you. Your manager is a great manager. He's on point. Shout out to Mario, the publicist. So peace and blessings. Get some rest and enjoy, man.
Okay. Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate you. And till next time.
All right. Take care. All right. The Boxing Champ family, going back to my music.